yeah, that stuff's weird. Our town is super strange. Like, as good as our town is, they don't pay much for infrastructure at all. Around the residential stuff. Like, most cities, they'll pay, well, like most suburban cities, they'll pay, you know, sidewalk stuff. And, they normally run the lines to your house, you know, whatever, the sewer or the gas lines, right, or whatever. So they normally take that. But in Petaluma, they actually, you pay up to the main line. So basically, you know, you got a fucked up pipe in between your house and the middle of the street, which is where all the lines are.
Right. That's on you.
That's on you.
Weird.
So you probably, I doubt you'd run into it. Maybe your house is, what, 70s?
Yeah, 70s.
So. Yeah.
It's not quite as...
So, but it's funny. It's like, I saw them tear up our road, and then I looked at what they did. You know, the patches that they had to fill and stuff. And I started going up and down my street, and I was like, oh shit, a lot of people have had this done over the years.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I feel like, you know, our pipes and stuff like that are probably newer, but then with everything over there being Adobe, everything shifts so much from year to year that you never know.
Yeah.
Like, it's more, like, foundational or something. Like, oh, your house slipped off its foundation, or your driveway is cracked to shit again, because...
There was a New York Times article I saw this past week that was talking about the earthquake stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, how that affects San Francisco people. And they had a nice big map. And Petaluma's kind of okay versus, you know, other regions,
yeah,
you know, as far as liquefaction.
Right. A gigantic hole opening in the earth, yeah, swallowing exactly a city. Like,
we're all right. Oakland's in trouble. San Francisco's in trouble. Basically anywhere near, you know, water is in trouble.
Yeah. Well, now we're near water as it has started to rain.
It is. It's been raining. It rained during my kid's birthday party on Saturday.
Yeah.
But luckily, I've got lots of camping gear, and I've got lots of, like, bluegrass festival gear.
Yeah.
Which means that I've got pop-up tents.
Right,
like,
yeah.
Like, big-ass pop-up tents, so that somebody with a bass, you know, like a stand-up
can
bass,
stand up
can stand
and,
under
yeah.
it, and either play in the rain or play in the hot sun, which is normally the more common of them. And then lots of temporary chairs and things like that. So we actually did all right.
Hmm. Cool.
But yeah, first birthday parties are kind of a trip because the kid doesn't really recognize it at all.
Yeah.
So it's really just a party for the parents to be like, oh my God, we haven't seen our friends in forever.
Yeah.
Here's a good excuse to make you come up to Petaluma.
Right. Yeah.
Basically, you know, Nicole's somewhat Martha Stewart-y, and I was glad that she kind of reserved herself a little bit, and that she didn't decorate our house too much. She just took all our wedding decorations and re-put them up for the house. But it was nice. I did crazy amounts of barbecue. I did, on Friday, I did a pulled pork, so a big pork shoulder, smoked it, and then on Saturday, I smoked a brisket, which was the biggest piece of meat that I'd ever sort of smoked. It was 10 pounds.
Huh. That sounds really serious.
It was,
yeah.
And the cool part was, I found this, you know, this way of doing it that I'd never seen before, which is the last hour, you basically just pour coffee over it. And then let it seep in coffee.
Huh.
And then that sort of aerates and tenderizes the beef. It actually tasted really good.
Did it taste like coffee-esque? Or?
It didn't. It just gave it kind of like a darker flavor. So I had like a kind of a spicy rub on it. And then that combined with just that you know, coffee-ish
right.
type
yeah.
kind of. Like, you don't get the bitterness. You just get the, I don't know.
Hmm.
But it worked out. It was really good.
Yeah, that's cool. I was in bed most of the day Saturday, like, kind of. I feel like it's been, like, a couple weeks or more. Like, basically, since GDC, I felt like I am was, like, this close to getting sick. Mm-hmm. And then,
Hit,
yeah. Yeah, it's kind of started getting more serious.
So what
serious.
Do you do when you get sick? Do you, just lay, I mean, your room's got a pretty good setup for being sick, I would say.
Right, yeah, yeah, so.
You've got a big TV, you can basically just lay in bed and still do everything.
Yeah, it doesn't really change much, unless, like, you know, sometimes when you're sick, it's like, oh, my eyes are killing me, like, I can't really look at anything bright, and that, you know, that derails a lot of that sort of stuff, but, yeah, so I just sort of laid low for most of the day, went out, got some orange juice, drank a bunch of that, went out, got some Zicam, like a... It's like, it seems like it's sort of like airborne.
Okay. Sounds like a laser pistol.
It's a laser pistol.
Yeah.
And I got that and kind of just...
One of the Borderlands companies.
Yeah. And, you know, shot that out in the backyard for a while. And, yeah. And then, yeah, by Sunday morning I was feeling a lot better, so...
Did you end up playing a bit of Diablo?
Yep. Finished Act 5. Got into adventure mode. I played through one act in adventure mode.
Did you start a new character? You took
No, I took my barbarian in. I started a crusader and got up to like level 4. And then just wanted to finish Act 5. To unlock adventure mode. Figured I would unlock that. Like, I was playing on master for a while. And then I got to a point where I was like, you know what? I just want to unlock adventure mode. So I'm going to drop it down to whatever the second one was, the second difficulty. Because, I mean, the guys just fucking fall apart at that difficulty, or lower. So, you know, it's the danger of dying seems very low. so I beat it and found a bunch of stuff. And I'm, like, level 61 now. So, just kind of thinking about taking it up to 70, kind of see how I feel about adventure mode going forward, if it's something I want to mess with some more. But
so adventure mode's basically just you can jump in anywhere.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well, then and it's not, you're not playing the quests from story mode either. It's like you get a version of the map from an act, and 5 of the waypoints are highlighted. So you waypoint into there, and it'll give you a quest, like a kind of a auto-generated thing almost. That's like, kill this named guy and kill 150 additional enemies. So you just have to get in there, kill the guy, and then just portal out, go to the next spot, do it again, you know.
Is that fun?
It's okay.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's if you care about the loop game aspects of items and...
It'll always give you something.
Yeah, it's always something, so...
Right.
It seems like it's one of those things for, like, you know, people that want to play multiplayer and just, like, you know, they don't want to dick around the story. Like, it already had...
Yeah.
The checkbox for, like, skip all cutscenes.
Yeah.
So this just kind of is one more step removed from that, where there's just no progression anymore. You're just, like, going to an area, do some shit. Going to another area, do some shit.
Yeah, I had a lot of time that first night. I played with Rory and Mike for a bit.
Yeah.
But since then, my wife's mother's been in town, so I haven't had as much time.
Yeah. Then yesterday, I spent an hour or so playing Elder Scrolls Online.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How was that?
I don't know. Like, there was the very beginning, it was kind of cool. You know, it was first person. I was like, you know, they start you in a cell, and it's like, here's a bunch of shit for you to pick up. And I'm like, okay, cool, like Elder Scrolls.
Sounds like, yeah.
But then there's, like, the very first time, like, you get out of your cell, and it's like the whole opening of the game is a prison break.
Yeah. So it's like Skyrim.
Sort of, yeah, but they don't have you pick a lock. Like, I've picked a bunch of lock picks, but there's no, like, pick your way out of the cell at the start, at the top of the game. But there's this moment where you come to a table, and it's like, arm yourself, and there's, like, 3 different weapons there, and I reach out to grab something, and instead of just picking it up, it's a, and then pop up, do you want to loot this this is the item here. Like, it's a opening a chest thing. And the whole thing was broken from that point on. And I was like, oh, man. Like, it's just not the vastness, the actionness of Skyrim or Oblivion or anything like that. So, I don't know. It seems kind of interesting. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm, you know, somebody pointed to me, they tweeted to me, I guess one of these, this weekend was one of those Bondstar Online.
Oh, yeah.
Weekends. And I was looking through that game looks kind of neat. Mm. I mean, I don't know, you know, who the fuck knows what MMOs end up becoming these days.
Right.
But at least the art style in that game looks awesome. Mm. Like, it looks like somebody took the Ratchet and Clank series and was like, what if we turn this into a fucking stupid universe MMO? So I've been researching a little bit. I haven't played it at all.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of interested in that one just because I like the look of it. Mm-hmm. And to be honest, like, that's what draws me now to MMOs. Like, they all follow the same patterns. So I just steer away from all the super Asian, like, pixel or pixie bunny, you know, weird shit.
Yep.
And then the rest are either, like, normal fantasy Skyrim-y style things, or they're, you know, trying to do something different.
Yeah. So. EverQuest next seems like it could be kind of cool.
That's one, too.
There's someone, I think we're getting in that pretty soon if we're not in it already. I think Brad maybe got a key or I don't know. But he said he was watching some stream of it and it was just someone fucking digging. So I don't know.
Yeah, because they have lots of user creations.
Yeah. That'll be
cool.
It feels like it's been a while since there's been a game that's really tried to do, like, deep user created or player, you know, like, player housing, player shop type stuff.
In an MMO.
Right, in an MMO, yeah.
Yeah, that Wildstar looks like they're doing, you know, the similar, like, Shadowbane style, you know? Like,
yeah.
Get together, build yourself a goddamn city.
Huh, yeah.
That was the best part of Shadowbane. There was a good 6 months where that game may not have been making money, mm-hmm. but there were a lot of people having fun with it.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous, like, 21 races and, you know, everywhere PvP and player towns.
Yeah. Elder Scrolls Online is, like, really woefully underdeveloped up front. Like, the character creation stuff has zero fucking information about what you're doing or why. Like, their classes, they don't necessarily...
Well, because they're a skill-based system.
Right, yeah. So it's like you're picking a class, and it's like, okay, well, this is the, you know, kind of what... I just wish it would just say, like, here are the fucking numbers. Here's what this actually means. Because all of them say, like, and they'll use magic to, you know? Yeah. So it's sort of like, all right, this one sounds like a rogue. This one sounds like a warrior. That's what it is. It's like sort of a warriorish thing, a cleric-ish thing, a mage-ish thing.
How's the combat?
I mean, it's
you're playing a warrior.
Yeah,
as usual,
of course.
Right?
Yeah. But you know, I also have like a scorpion spear, fire chain that pulls dudes towards me and does damage. I mean, so you're casting. It's not.
Yeah.
The combat feels okay, but it's dice rolls. It's action. It's action in appearance, but
to full out.
Yeah, kind of. And then there's like, but the baffling thing is like, you choose an alliance at the top.
Yeah.
And it's like, what do you want to be, blue, green, or red? Like the Daggerfall conglomerate, or I think it determines your starting city, but it doesn't really fucking say that anywhere.
Yeah.
So I picked blue because it was a nice shade of blue.
That's silly.
Yeah.
Especially for somebody that's colorblind.
Yeah. It's probably a terrible shade of blue. Or purple, even. I don't even...
You're like, maybe I'll have to wear a cloak with this on it at some point.
Yeah. And I don't know. I need to fuck around with the interface settings. Like, by default, it doesn't put any kind of indicator over other players' heads. So if you look at a player, you'll see, like, a level number and stuff underneath your, like, compass shit at the top. And that, you're like, oh, that's a person. But there's just a certain confusion I feel like I'm having of, like, is that a, like, this just a bunch of people standing still, and some of these people are NPCs that I may want to talk to, but a lot of them are fucking just players standing around doing jack shit. I don't know. Like, I feel like that world, for as much as everyone spent time going, like, man, wouldn't it be awesome if Skyrim was multiplayer, like, the implementation of I'm going through this pathway to this area, and so are about 40 other people, it just seems fucking dumb. You know, because I'm, like, crouching, trying to sneak up behind someone, and then just some other idiot runs up, runs through me, and starts clubbing the guy. Like, this is completely stupid. So, I don't know. I don't know how that's going to pan out, but... but it is a skill-based system, so it was definitely, like, I used my... like, puncture move or whatever that I bought, and it's like, you got rank 4 puncture. I'm like, I've been playing for an hour, and I got something that's rank 4. That's weird. So, yeah, I don't know.
It's really strange, you know, the Elder Scrolls games overall, like, over time have been kind of some of my favorite games, like, ever.
Yeah.
And it's strange that I look at the Elder Scrolls Online, and I'm like, I don't want it ruined other people.
Yeah, totally.
I think a lot of people I've seen some, you know, watching the boards and seeing what people say. It's strange. I think a lot of people, what they really want out of the Elder Scrolls games is Borderlands.
Right.
Like, they want drop-in co-op.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Which is, I'd say that's probably what I want in it, too.
Yeah.
I don't need... The bad part with MMOs is that you suddenly need, like, balance.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And all these types of things. And I don't really care about that. The cool parts of the Elder Scrolls games and the Borderlands games, to a certain degree, are that you can kind of gimp your character if you want to.
Right. Yep.
And just make them ridiculous.
Like, I almost wonder if they would just... be better off with a series like that if they just said, well, we're going to let people run servers.
Yeah.
Just Minecraft style, you know, yeah. Battlefield style. Quake's still not Battlefield anymore, really, but just like, hey, if you want to run a server, like, here's the server software, and you can have 32 players in here at once or something, and, you know, they don't necessarily have to all be doing the same thing, but it's people that you probably know, and you're going to kind of have your world and go...
So where do they set, because the, you know, the Elder Scrolls world is pretty big. Is it set in one of the continents, or is it
I think it's everywhere. Like, I'm in Daggerfall.
Okay.
But I think you can start in... I mean, I think the other two alliances are two other starting cities, but yeah.
I mean, that might get me into it just because I do like that world, and I think it'd be cool to just travel to Morrowind.
Yeah.
And see, like, what they interpreted it
right.
looking like based yeah. on the other games.
It's set in the second era.
Yeah. Sure.
We're on the bridge.
Oh, yeah, the bridge.
Someone's got some bridge questions, some questions for the bridge.
Take me to the bridge.
Yeah.
Have you seen the bridge?
Yes, I have seen the bridge. Put in a new sign for the, like, you're in now in Marin County thing.
Oh, on this side?
Yeah, going the other way.
What is Marin? It's like, did they pick some sort of logo or something?
No, it's just a different font.
Yeah. Because that's what I like about Petaluma. It's got those greeny, like, old-ass iron
right.
clouds
yeah.
and hills thing.
Yeah. Do you toast your Pop-Tarts or eat them cold?
I eat them cold.
I like them toasted.
Yeah, I mean, I'm fine with them toasted. It's just, to me, if I got time for toasting, I'm not eating a Pop-Tart. You know?
Yeah.
I'll eat a bagel.
Are you pumped for the Oculus and related games? Yeah, I guess. I don't know. The VR stuff seems really cool, but it's one of those things where I don't think anyone's made a game that I want to play, and no one's necessarily proven that, like, hey, you can wear this thing for 20 hours straight, because that's kind of the way I play games, is, you know, in long stretches, so if that thing gets hard to wear after an hour, then that's bad. It's really cool, though. This tree didn't like Red Dead Redemption. Yeah, it's a dumb game.
I've never been able to get through Red Dead Redemption. I tried twice.
It's because it's fucking boring.
I think all the character stuff is terrible.
Mm.
I think the voice actor for the girl in that first area, the girl that kind of like revives you,
right? Yeah.
Is horrible. Yeah. And then I don't know. I just don't. It's hard to, like, gallop everywhere.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Play Zenotic. CTF plus hook plus insta-jib will rock your world.
Hey.
I mean...
Are we talking, like, old Quake here?
It is a fork of the, like, Quake source.
Of Quake 1?
Yeah.
Nice.
That was forked to an engine. That was forked to. This is Zenotic is the replacement for Nexius.
Oh, that's right.
Nexius.
I remember. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I have a build of it, you know, that I keep up to date when I remember to, and there's no one ever playing it, and I don't want to play CTF anyway, really. So. But that is the one true way to play CTF is with a hook.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. That spiky ball.
Yeah.
That's what I remember.
Yeah.
I read this morning that somebody ported Quake 3 to an ARM chip on Arduino or something. There was a big prize, $10,000.
Why was there a big prize for that?
I think it was made by the, like, the group behind it. To kind of say, like, look, you could do.
Yeah.
And so Quake 3 is open source. So.
Right, yeah. I think Amazon might have announced its video game stuff this week. Buying up some developers.
They bought up the Killer Instinct people, right?
Yep.
And then Iron Galaxy got that contract.
Yep. Yeah.
It's good for them.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
They seem stupid enough to take that dumb brand in dumb places.
Yeah, I wonder. I mean, I don't know that they would get, you know, because it's still Microsoft's game. So
yeah.
I don't know how much of it is them coming up with character ideas, or if it's Microsoft coming to them and saying, like, we want a guy with a cool hat. I don't know how that actually works, but yeah, I was talking
that's
to...
That's it. I mean, that's how it works.
Right, yeah. But I was talking to someone over there just about, like, just changes to the main game and stuff like that a while back, and yeah, I don't know, they got some good, smart, fighting game-focused talent over there.
This old truck behind us. I've seen this old
truck.
Yeah,
the old truck with, like, the roof on the back of it. Yeah,
it's got a bunch of tool stuff in it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God, cab.
It's a City of Oakland taxi cab.
Yeah.
They don't know how to drive in San Francisco.
I don't beep all that often.
Yeah.
But when there's a green light and you're pulling weird U-turn maneuvers
right
from the right lane. it's more like, hey, you shouldn't be doing that. You know.
Yeah.
You know better.
You drive a lot. You should know better than to do that shit. Or they drive a lot and they just don't care anymore because it's life of a taxi cab driver. People talking about GGPO, hon.
What is GGPO?
It is netcode that is really good for games that need kind of frame accuracy.
So that's the fighting game,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. And it's hard for some games to use, because I guess the whole point of it is that for all your rollback states, you kind of have to keep a complete state of the game in memory. Mm. So it's a lot easier for 2D games because the, you know, the footprint is a lot smaller. For something that's full polygonal and all big and stuff, that might be difficult to use kind of out of the box. But yeah, it's a good fit. That was one of those things where, like, as soon as that the Amazon thing happened, like, that was during DICE, that news, I guess that news leaked out, the Double Helix getting bought stuff. And as part of the thing, as part of that, Microsoft had to say, like, you know, we've got someone else lined up for it. And I thought about it, and I was like, well, realistically, there's really only one crew in the world that you would be able to turn to and line up that quickly.
Yeah.
So, it was not hard to guess who would end up with that. But yeah, I think that Amazon thing is just like yet another Android console. Like the Ouya, like the Game Stick or whatever else.
Makes sense.
I guess. I don't know.
We'll see. I mean, you know,
Amazon would at least be able to.
They've got a long, they believe in the long tail.
Yeah.
No, it was funny. I was talking to somebody that works at Nokia this past weekend, and she's pretty high up there. And I was like, oh, well, how's, you know, the buyout stuff going? And she's like, well, you know, it still hasn't been approved. We're still going through all this kind of stuff. And the fun bit that she had, I was like, well, what is it like? Like, are you guys basically just sitting in a standstill, like, doing all this kind of stuff? And she's like, the crazy part is, you know, we worked at a big company before.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're working at something else. Like, it is not a big company. It is, it's almost like a government.
Sure, yeah.
And she was saying, you know, I was talking to somebody there and being like, oh, you know, what can we do to help? You know, what can my team do to kind of, you know, fit in and do all this kind of stuff? And the guy was like, be patient. And she was like, holy shit, like, man, I've just, it's crazy to be in a company where they think of things as like 10-year plans, you know, like that long term.
Right.
And I think Amazon probably could think that way with gaming.
And well, I mean, you could almost envision, like, whatever they're doing is, you know, like, oh, it'll play all the Amazon Prime movies, it'll, you know, like, all that sort of stuff. So, like, they have a good reason to have something that is Kindle-esque, but for your TV.
Right.
Just as a means to get their own products and services out there.
Well,
and if games come along for the ride, then that's not a big, that's
like
all right.
It's like tablet stuff. This guy just has,
like
an
knife sharpening stuff? Is that what that is?
That's what that is. That is exactly what that is.
He's got a stone.
Yeah.
So you just, like, drive around and sharpen knives?
Yeah. That's a thing.
Just, like, go to restaurants and be like...
No, you go to, like, Noe Valley, you put up your sign on top. I mean, that's probably why he's got the old rustic thing, because it draws people's eyes. Nicole would Nicole would do that, but I know that's a big European thing too.
Yeah.
That's just a regular thing in Europe.
Yeah, I've seen that truck on the commute for years.
Yeah. But you figure with their, you know, the fire stuff, when that first came out, everybody was like, oh, this thing kind of sucks.
Yeah.
Everybody's real excited for it, and then they were like, oh, it kind of sucks. Then the next year they come out and they're, you know, much better. Mm-hmm. Everybody's like, oh, you know, if you just need it for this stuff, then it's great. And I'm sure over time, they'll just wear you down. I always thought it was funny with Amazon, and really everybody, with the whole Steam Key thing, where I thought at some point Valve would have had to have stopped that in some way. I know that they couldn't, but like I thought they would have figured out a way to be like, well, look, if you're buying your stuff at a different place and just using our infrastructure, then we're not, you know, that's the normal business
right.
guy
yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
Like, if you've got some dick business guy, he's sitting there and saying that, mm-hmm. you know, versus the other people that are saying, like, well, look, if we start becoming a dick company, then nobody will use us.
Yeah. I mean, I imagine that they just try to get their cut either way.
Yeah, but I don't think they... Well, who knows?
Yeah.
I don't know how it works.
And, you know, maybe there's a case where Amazon and the other companies like that of the world are willing to get a smaller taste just because that's better than no taste.
Well, the way Amazon works is they just run at such a low margin that they
right.
assume that they will eventually win.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of fun stuff happening in the cloud computing space in the past 2 weeks. Them and Google have been fighting back and forth and dropping prices.
Huh. You know, kind of passing the savings on to... Have you heard from anyone? Do you know anyone that uses Microsoft stuff, like the Azure?
Azure?
Yeah.
It's mostly used by enterprise-y
yeah.
style people.
Because that's all the stuff that the gaming stuff is built on.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, it's known as the shining spot in Microsoft. What? How did that happen?
I don't know. Your radio decided it was tired of not being on.
Yeah. That's why the new CEO got hired, and he used
right.
to run
yeah.
that unit. We're using the Google stuff. We're using both.
Mm.
Now. The reason we're using the Google stuff is the Amazon actually limits the amount of buckets you can have for your...
Yeah. And you kind of need one bucket per customer.
Yeah, per customer.
Yeah.
So Amazon only allows you to have 100.
Oh.
Which is really stupid because we like Amazon, you know, we gladly use that ecosystem.
Yeah.
Google's not quite there on the customer support and sort of, you know, management side.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it's worked out fine. And then we use Amazon for all our DNS and routing. And, it's kind of neat. We just put search in, which is fun. It's fun to just, like, create a site and just start adding content and just...
Right.
Like, search is just
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
And it's actually... We started using this stuff called Elasticsearch, which is now where Hanzo works.
Mm.
And that's really neat because it lets us do full text search. So the way I've got it set up... I know that you'll appreciate the stuff since you always like search things.
Yeah.
But it'll search, let's say you put in, you know, Halo or something.
Right.
It searches against the name first, and it gives, if there's a match there, it gives it 5 points.
Mm-hmm.
And then it'll match against halo within the actual the actual sub
the body or, yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So like the actual fields could be in the deck, could be in the body, could be in, you know, what other, whatever fields you've set up,
right?
And then when it actually outputs and reports it, I give you the result of the title, right?
Yeah.
And those are normally up top just because it gets that extra weighting. But then I'll put each one of the fields that hit,
mm-hmm.
and then I give you the first, basically five words before, five words after the hit.
Okay, yeah.
So you can actually see where it hits.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is really neat.
That's cool.
You know, it's probably overkill for people that are going to use Webhook.
But, you know, it's... That sounds like something that we might want to look at. I don't know.
I don't know what you guys are using these days.
Swift types?
Swift types, no. They make Android.
It is some sort of Swift with a W, with a Y, rather, some sort of thing like that. It's not, I don't know. I'm not sure that they're happy with it or not, but it's not quite where it needs to be.
Yeah. I mean, using it at least on your site and on GameSpot, all the relevance dropped whenever you guys pulled the switch.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, that's the thing that.
That's terrible.
That's sort of the last remaining. Yeah, no, that's that. Yep. It is the last remaining thing that we need in there is the relevance.
That should not have happened. You can't put in Diablo and have it show the game that just came out show on the, you know.
Yep.
Fifth result.
Yeah.
Oh, well, they'll figure it out. I'm sure they're aware of it.
Totally. They are, definitely, yes. But, yeah, like, we changed search providers and stuff, like, relatively recently, so there was, like, a full rebuild of it, and it was, it was all the thing. Rory are going to sit down this week and put together everything we want to do that's wiki related. Get all that stuff thought out.
Yeah, I was actually surprised. I didn't know whether it was search or not, but I tried to find that Wildstar game on Tripalm just to look up some info.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't, at least it wasn't in search. It might be on the site. I didn't go too deep.
It's definitely on the site. Might have been a case where you used a space or didn't use a space or something.
Mm-hmm.
That might have done something.
You guys podcasting today, right? I assume.
Yeah. Yeah. I gotta find out. Brad was also sick over the weekend, so I gotta see if he is not coming in today, but thinks he'll be in tomorrow, then I might push it off till tomorrow. And then I think we're gonna do wrestling stuff this week too.
Oh, because WrestleMania is coming up. Right?
Yep. Yeah.
Used to work when you turn knobs to change all the heat.
Yep. I think I prefer the setup you've got here.
Really?
With the just make it cold.
I like the auto stuff.
The auto stuff is weird because I almost never want heat in the car. Mm-hmm. It has to be real fucking cold. So when the weather changes a little bit from day to day,
mm-hmm.
and you have it set to 70, there are some days where it takes that and goes like, all right, we'll heat it up. I'm like, fuck no, god damn it. You know, I'll have to turn it down to 65 or something. Whereas instead I could just go like, make it cold. I want it to be this cold. this much cold is what I want coming out of the vents. Running all crazy.
Just say yoga, Asian Art Museum. The transformation.
Yeah. Gonna learn about the art of yoga, I guess. Is that? Oh, the art of transformation. Is that just like yoga pants through the years, like a retrospective?
Yeah.
Like, we made a yoga mat out of Subway sandwiches, you know, because it's art.
It seems like it'd be pretty, pretty comfy.
Yeah.
I guess it would have to be like whole meat, though.
Yoga mat made out of stitched together meatball subs. Not even just the bread.
Oh, it's gross.
Just a damn mess.
Gross.
Yeah.
Ready for your week?
I think so. Just kind of tired. Wake up a little bit.
Yeah.
Be ready to go. Yeah, it should be good. I don't know. I just have to... I got all my travel stuff booked for PAX East. So that stuff's done. That stuff's all ready to go. I think that's next week. Is that next week? No, it's a week after. No. Because tomorrow's the 1st, right? So, I'm leaving the 8th. So. That's soon. Shit. But yeah, it's, I don't know, like, we're getting to that point where it's real close to kind of pre-E3 time and all that, so there's about to be a bunch of events and other stuff.
Are you going to pass on all your scheduling and stuff to somebody this year? Like, you're figuring out where to be and all that kind of stuff?
You know, that would be great.
Is that something Ryan normally did, wasn't it?
It was a lot of Vinny's time, getting the location and stuff like that locked down. and some of the marketing people, I think, helped out with it last year. They actually found the space last year. So we're talking to them and going like, hey, we need to get a space. Like, no, really, we need to do this. So there's that aspect of it. And then the guest stuff, that ended up being kind of a mix of me and Patrick and a little Brad for GDC. So I'll probably just have one of those guys kind of head it up and go from there. Bike guy. This guy's got a lot of stuff.
Yeah, that was not a good move by that guy.
Yeah.
All right. Have fun.
All right. I'll see you tonight.
Yep. Have a good podcast.
I will. Oh. Almost fell. All right. See you guys later.